Okay, going live. And we are live. Good afternoon, everyone. Hopefully you are doing well on this wonderful Tuesday. I'm here in the BC Motor facility in the showroom. And, you know, really excited about this Tech Tuesday because we have a lot to discuss. And for those of you on YouTube, thank you so much for joining me in this YouTube moment. And for those of you on Instagram, if you haven't followed the BC Motor YouTube page, please do when we're done. Go in there, subscribe, and we are good to go. Because I do tend to put a lot of good content up on there on a weekly basis. And also, I have a podcast set up. So if you prefer to listen to us without seeing things visually, let's say if you're driving, working out, using the loo, traveling, whatever the case may be, by all means, look up BC Motor in your favorite podcast networks, whether it is Spotify, podcast, Google Podcasts, Podbean, Anchor, you name it, we are there. Relentless Racing AJ, long time no talk, he says. Hello, Relentless Racing. And for those of you who don't know AJ, what a talented engineer, what a great driver, and an amazing instructor. Even this red car right next to me is a center seat Porsche that we built a few years ago with Sam being a good friend who helped with this. And he taught me how to drive this better. He taught me how to be a better racer. That smooth is faster. So thank you so much, AJ, for being a very prominent figure in my life. Hello, James Steventon. Thank you so much for joining. Dapper Daver 710. Good afternoon to you as well. Uncle Elmer, a.k.a. Big Elmer. What is up with you, brother? Hopefully you're doing well. Thoughts on the 20,000K markup on the Ioniq 5N. Ridiculous, Motec N. I don't know why, you know, that doesn't come from the manufacturers. That typically comes from the dealerships. And I'm so upset that they tend to do this. But you know what? Because there's a market, because people will pay that, they make it happen. I need to give my friends a call at Hyundai and see what I can do to get my hands on one of those, either permanently or in a temporary fashion for review, because I really want to see what's up with that. Gasket Heads, always a pleasure to see you as well. Thank you so much for joining. Yo, Fairweather Marketing, thank you for joining this Tech Tuesday on this lovely afternoon that is not dreary and rainy. BC, I love you, says Double Hash Brown from YouTube. Thank you so much, back at you. Appreciate the kind words. John Jenkins also says, happy to be here this beautiful Tuesday. Thank you for everything you do, BC. Thank you so much. And the best is yet to come. You're the best, BC, says Fedra Linga. Thank you so much for the kind words. Hi, James Stevenson. Appreciate you. Let's link up, says Cravenor Nate. Hello, Nate, sir. Let's do that indeed. Thank you so much for joining this wonderful Tuesday. Finally got my first sports car, 2024 Mazda MX-5. You will love that, Zacharias Papp. The MX-5 is really almost on the same vein as the Miata, an amazing vehicle. I've never had so much fun in a car with less than 200 horsepower in the 200 horsepower range as I have with the MX-5. So you will have a blast with that. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. I'm curious if you've got manual or automatic. Let me know, but take good care of that baby and enjoy significantly. Louis91 says, hello, BC. You should be on the Joe Rogan's Experience. I've heard that from more than one venue. I wouldn't mind doing that. I don't have contacts with Joe Rogan, but you never know. Maybe sooner or later. Let's make that a goal and see if we can make that happen indeed. Why such demand? Phil 10 New York C. Let's talk about that. Tell me what you have in mind and we can explore. BC is the best, says CBR600RRS. Thank you for the kind words. I must share with you something very important, CBR. It really isn't just a BC thing. I have a great team here that allows me to do wonderful things. Without my team, I'm really nothing. Seriously, my team is what allows things to happen. It's not a one-man effort. No man is an island. And without the support of all of my teammates here, from Jonathan to Zach to Lindsay, you name it, I just really can't do much without them. So kudos to them. But I appreciate the kind words, and nonetheless, CBR600. Giovanni, CP Motorsports, thank you so much for joining. I appreciate you indeed. Have you gotten a hold of a Dark Horse Mustang? No, I have not seen those. I'm familiar with them, but I haven't got a hold firsthand with those. Fairwater Marketing. Bonjour, Stephanization, which brings me to a great topic. Stefan has some really strong insights here on Instagram around the electrification of automobiles, especially what Porsche has done. And that has allowed me the opportunity to do something unique that I haven't done in quite a while, guys. So please bear with me. But I'm going to put on my Do Not Judge Me wig. I have to wear that now because Stephanization, I appreciate your support and your kind words and your insights around, you know, the different, you know, your thoughts on hybridization, on EVs and so on and so forth, on e-fuels. But guys, there's something going on in our community that doesn't sit very well with me. And I want to be able to talk a little bit about that, by all means, you know? And that is the fact that in this room where I'm sitting, there's a twin turbo petrol car there. There's an alcohol-based drag car there. There's right here a E85-based twin turbo push-to-pass center seat Porsche. It's an electrified bus right there. There's my all-wheel drive wagon. I have a lot of variety here that the team and I have put together and made some wonderful things with. And one thing that all these automobiles have in common is that they're designed to steer the soul. They're designed to be fast and really performance-oriented. And it doesn't matter what type of propulsion, whether it's carbureted like that car was before, the inside there, whether it's carbureted like the 914 that's next to it, whether it's twin-turbo petrol on the one here, twin-turbo E85, electrified bus, a twin-turbo all-wheel drive sequential gearbox Civic. All of these are really fun cars. Now, what I don't like, and team, I'd love to be able to hear this from you, are individuals who treat electrification like it's some disease. I hear everything from, it's gay, which, you know, if I don't think they meant gay as in happy, but if it has to do with sexual orientation, whatever some lady or guy does in their privacy with consensually is their thing, that's fine. It doesn't make them good or bad. It's just their thing. But to hear that electrification is gay or stupid or is destroying the automotive community, I'm here to tell you that it is not. Hot rodding is not dead as we continue to go in the advent of newer technologies. In California, it's more and more difficult to be able to do even cars like this. You can even drive this on the street because in California, even nationwide, it's not legal. But to be able to have a zero emissions vehicle is a great way to go. This morning, I posted something very unique where Porsche has decided for their flagship performance vehicle, the 911, in this case the 992.2, they've decided to add a hybrid system to it, courtesy of the guys from Rimac. So Matej Rimac put together this wonderful facility out in Europe, and he really pushes the envelope when it comes to performance, electric performance, or electric vehicles. And Porsche owns about a 45% stake in his company, and they've taken his technology, which is really forward-thinking, and combine it with a flat six turbocharged applications for the 911 flagship vehicle. And then as I posted that as a discussion, I'm getting all kind of nonsense and rubbish from some people just talking so much crap. And so I want to get your thoughts on it. I really think that as a performance community, we should embrace all forms of propulsion, whether it's hydrogen, electric, internal combustion, you name it. The name calling is uncalled for. I don't get it. And then what's even baffling, more baffling, guys, I want to get your insight on this. What's even more baffling are the individuals who speak ill about EVs because of batteries, but are okay with hybrids, which also use batteries. So I'm curious to your thoughts indeed, you know? Yep, Giovanni, insights right there in the back, by all means, yes, yes, yes. And I wear this as a Do Not Judge Me wig. It's kind of representative of, you know, the judges back in the day and so on and so forth. So I put this on when I try to make a statement of don't judge me for the things that I'm doing. I'm trying to have a lot of fun, do some great things, you know? And like Gasket Head says, stay wild, stay fun. Absolutely, that's what we're trying to do, no matter what the propulsion is, you know? Yes, Turbo Smart HQ, very good friend and technical partner of mine. Yes, the judge is back. Yeah, boy, says Stephanization. Who, by the way, started this, you know? The Authentic Barbershop 28 says, he's speaking Igbo, the language from Nigeria where I'm from. And that's my tribe is Igbo, and I speak the language quite well. So, Dalo. Lindsay's there laughing. I just compliment you, Lindsay, about how it's great to have you as part of the team. And I'm nothing without your support. Let's see here. So, Fuel to Electric says, have a great day, BC. Always appreciate your optimism, knowledge, and support. Let's finally build an electric unique car that will last forever together. Take care. Fuel to Electric, great guys. I had the opportunity to interact with them at SEMA 2023. Great individuals, had a nice booth, had a very nice platform there. That's just amazing. I wouldn't mind doing that, Fuel to Electric. Let's make some magic happen. All right, let's see here. So, guys, I'm really curious about your insight indeed, you know? Can I have a free car, says Binos. I don't have the ability to provide free automobiles for people. I can give you maybe a free Hot Wheel, but I can give you a free propulsion automobile. They're kind of very expensive to build, you know? Do you still have the hot turbocharged J-Series Odyssey, says Double Dash Brown from YouTube? Yes, I do. I do have it. Take the kids from time to time. I'm probably driving it this weekend as well. And I have a car show I'm going to in a couple of weeks in Pomona where I'm going to be driving that as well. So this is actually quite warm, so I'm going to take this off for now and put my hat back on. And the funny thing, guys, is that we really should get along as a crew, as an entire automotive community. I really look at means of propulsion as almost like music, where everyone has their own tastes. Some people like the rumble, vibrations, anti-lag, all that fun stuff of internal combustion engines. Some people like the whine of a proper performance EV. Some people like the quietness of a regular street-faring EV. Some people like hydrogen. You know, I have a very good friend and client here who comes by with his Toyota-based Mirai, and he loves that indeed. Stefanization says e-fuel. Now here's the thing. The e-fuels, first, are not very cheap. And I know you spend a lot in France where you are for taxes. That's not really the case we have here in the United States. But e-fuels, as they exist in their normal format, tend to have a lower caloric content. And what I mean by that is the energy realized for every measurable amount of volume, the heat generated is not as much as, let's say, what you see in standard fossil fuel that you can get from the pump. So to be able to make it as equal to or even better performing, you have to add an olefin or an oxygenate, which sometimes is not even that great for the environment once again, but at least it gives us the opportunity to keep internal combustion engine vehicles without having to worry too much about using refined crude oil as a means. That's not a renewable resource. I am akin or very partial to alcohol-based fuel. So that's why in my race cars, the Odyssey, they all run an E85. I'd put them on E100 if I could. But there's this weird taxes in the United States where you can't run on 100% alcohol because it could be consumed. So it's almost like a consumable alcohol. So they add a little bit of gasoline or petrol to make it unconsumable. So 15% of E85 is regular 91. And sometimes with winter blends, it's a little bit more gasoline content. So it's, I'm not completely free of fossil-based fuels. I'm a huge advocate of performance hydrogen. I'm a huge advocate of performance electric vehicles only because they have zero emissions and so on and so forth. And technology around batteries are becoming more and more amazing and more environmentally friendly as time progresses. So I'm pretty excited about that. But I'm curious about your thoughts indeed on how that could happen, you know? Let's see. The Binos, I may have to just remove that. Okay, let's see. He's being quite rude because I wouldn't give him a free call. The jump from internal combustion engine car, says Josh Breadbrenner, to full electric vehicles seems like too big a leap by manufacturers. Do you think that USA infrastructure can handle that type of electric grid load? So yes, that's a great question. As we sit today, no. If everyone in the United States completely converted from internal combustion to EVs, no, our grid will not handle it. The current charging infrastructure, which continues to improve on a monthly basis, won't be able to handle it. But transition is not far from bad. In my own residence, I do have solar, which allows me to charge my vehicles at will. I do have charging infrastructure here on site, but I tend not to use it or use it very sparingly. I'm really, really, really pushing my solar capabilities at home to whereby I physically, even after charging one, will go out, unplug one and plug in the other just to make things happen using solar. So that being said, yeah, I do tend to do that. And yes, I think it's a good thing because think about it, guys, a couple of years ago in the middle of the COVID epidemic or pandemic, looking outside from my residence, I could clearly see the mountains. There was no smog whatsoever. The air was cleaner. It was really nice. And that's because petrol-based vehicles weren't on the highways in Southern California, and the pollution is pretty bad out here, you know? And I'm not, even though as a chemical engineer, it's kind of what I wanted to study, it's kind of what I studied, but taking crude oil, refining it, and then using that to propel ourselves is pretty archaic in my opinion. So I do like the e-fuel concept. I do love using, you know, biomass as a way to create fuel through alcohol. I love that, but I'm just trying to get a handle on and understand why people are so venomous against performance electric vehicles. That's all I'm concerned about. The putting around Nissan Leafs, not my big cup of tea, but any of the fun stuff, I'm all about it. Why are people so against it? Kovot had a comment here. Let me go back and see if I can grab it. Does the K3V have any kind of annoying behaviors or maintenance items you didn't expect? Let me see. Annoying maintenance, not really. The same oil I put in 2019 is still in it till today. Maintenance wise, oh, maybe tires. I do go through tires with that vehicle more than I typically would. And I run RR Slicks, which are pretty penny, just to get some good adhesion. So that's pretty much it. I guess with the this totally has nothing to do with its propulsion, but the body of the car is fiberglass, and I tend to get chips a lot because I drive it a lot. So I've noticed, and it's quite annoying, all these rock chips all around the car, kind of chipping away at my paint and exposing the white fiberglass underneath. It's quite annoying. But no, nothing abnormal. I don't have to do oil changes like I have to do with the Odyssey van. I don't have to constantly check my coolant system. I don't have to worry about, oh my God, I'm having a lot of fun, that I blew my head gasket. I don't have much worries there. I can just point and shoot. I wish it had creature comforts. That's the one thing the Odyssey has that's awesome, that the Odyssey has heating and air conditioning. So that's pretty cool. And power steering, which the K3V doesn't have. But maintenance-wise, nothing at all, Kovolt. And for those of you who do not know Kovolt, he is also a fellow engineer who is building a really cool Corvette that he's electrifying as well. Looking forward to that project as well. Kovolt, I don't know if you're going to Tesla Takeover. My friends from Blink are not going this year. I just heard that this morning. So I'm kind of sad, but maybe I'll make the trek down to San Luis Obispo and then see what's going on in the industry. Okay, let's see here. Don't promote electric performance cars, please, says Abdullah Bino. And do I have to put my wig back on? So I am going to promote it, Abdullah, to your chagrin. And the reason why is not that I have some agenda, or what did someone say to me last week, that I'm trying to get sponsors, so that's why I'm promoting it. Doesn't make sense. Or I'm doing some Bidenomics. So I don't know what, I don't know how people are making this political, but here is my experience, Abdullah Bino. Prior to 2019, I didn't want to have anything to do with EVs at all. I had a bank manager friend of mine, David Little, who was at US Bank right down the street up on Philadelphia and Grove. And he'd come here with his Performance Model S. I wouldn't even sit in it. Then David from HQ Engineering builds a lot of cool NSXs. We'll bring them here to tune. He'll pull up in the rear with his, I think he had a P85D as well. I wouldn't sit in it. Didn't want anything to do with it. BC, this is fun. Nope. Like, I was really against it. And I would use this platform, the same Tech Tuesday we're all talking about, to bash and bash and bash EVs. Because just like many of the people who were talking crap to me, I regurgitated what I heard from people, or what I read on forums, or what was sent to me through social networks, how EVs were just horrible for the environment, and EVs were for people who wore hemp sandals, and for tree huggers, and people who didn't want anything to do with performance, and how EVs had no soul, and they're garbage, and they're stupid. I don't want anything to do with that. I'm a fun guy. I'm the guy with, you know, supercharger setup or sequential turbocharged setup, shooting flames out the back. I'm doing videos of shooting flames through RWBs and doing all kind of stuff for a twin turbo. I'm shooting flames on this Cayman. I'm doing stuff with all of my cars, the IROC port. That's me. That's what I want to do. I didn't want anything to do with EVs. Now, something very interesting happened. I had the opportunity to travel to Vegas for the Consumer Electronics Show that happens about the first, second week of January every year. Is this big show where all the big companies get together in electronics, where there's Sanyo, Sony, Panasonic, you know, even Polaroid is there. And then car manufacturers are there. Porsche is there, Ford is there, Mitsubishi, Hyundai. Companies that typically wouldn't go to SEMA. You know, SEMA, the big show we go to where we show off all our great cars and is aftermarket performance, aftermarket. Or they wouldn't go to PRI, like companies like Mitsubishi. You know, Toyota on a big stand was there. American Honda was there with a booth that was probably 10 times better than what they had at SEMA. Like a storied building inside the convention center with cars all around it and powertrain equipment and off-road equipment and gardening equipment and motorcycles. And then I had the opportunity to walk around for the first time in about 2017, courtesy of Harman Kardon, who's one of our accounts. By the way, we built a really cool turbocharged Tucson for them with chrome turbos, manual transmissions. I think we made 700 horsepower on that. It was just an amazing vehicle. And because of building that for Harman to showcase their wares with sound performance, I had access to the CES show. And I went there, and you know how I've been building cars for Honda for a long time. We talked a little bit about Motec N, talking about the Hyundai Ioniq 5, because he knows I have a relationship with American Hyundai, Motors America. I've built cars for Ford. I've done stuff for TRD. I built all these cars, and I go there, and all my partners are there with bigger booths, bigger budgets, and I didn't even know half the people. I didn't know anyone in these booths, not even half. And what was in those booths? Guess what kind of cars were in those booths? Electric vehicles. They're promoting and pushing electric technology, autonomy, human automotive interfacing, all that fun stuff, right? A little bit of AI, it was pretty cool. And since I really love technology, I was really intrigued by that, but I was kind of also disgusted with the fact that they were all electric. But I felt that if I wanted to stay in this industry and still be able to work and service these manufacturers, I need to learn this whether I like it or not. And then hence I reluctantly built the gray and pink car. And the first time I drove it, Abdullah, I fell in love. It was faster than cars that made twice the power that I built. It was not laggy at all. It even made all motor feel laggy. It was just amazing. And to top it off, I don't have to jump through hoops for emissions testing. Literally, I just took it to the Bureau of Automotive Repair and they approved it for streetworthy duty. So a car that shouldn't be on the road because it's so ridiculously fast is legal. And just because of and it was like a stock Tesla. It's not, I drove a Model 3 to work today. It was nothing like that. It had this weird sound. And think about it. Once again, Abdullah, I was someone who was against EVs, just hated every minute, didn't want even to sit in one. I built one, and overnight, I just became enthralled by it because of what I experienced. It was just really fast, lots of fun, better connection with the road. I felt like my petrol cars kind of dampened my feeling from tires and braking. It was just everything was heightened. And I just became an advocate. Now, that doesn't mean I hate internal combustion. I love that. I'm surrounded by them here, right? But I have a big appreciation for electric performance. I just do. So to tell me not to promote it is kind of me going against my nature for embracing modern technology and want to have fun going fast. And I talked about the Plaid that Tesla built, which we own one now. And Jonathan helped me. If you go on YouTube, you see some of the videos of where we had that, you know, where we kind of brought that to light. And those cars, if I were to build a street legal, street tire, low 9 second car, it'll cost me more to build one. First, it'll be a very expensive build, but if I built one myself, it'll cost me more than what I would do with a race car. The Plaid is a more cost effective car to build, or to just have. And I can drive to the track, run 6.0s all day, an 8 mile, run low 9s all day, and drive back home with AC, power steering, you name it. So it's just, guys, you can't shake a stick at technology. It's really something that is quite amazing, quite unique, you know? Mickey, the mechanic says no sound. And that's the thing, guys, that's not true. If you want to get an idea of how my performance EV sounds, go on YouTube, look up the Beastmodo Porsche Electric. There is a sound to it. It's not quiet. I don't know where this is coming from. And Mickey, I used to say the same thing, you know? Plus the battery's lifespan and cost to replace. Guys, Mickey, you know how many petrol cars I blew up? Do you know how many cars I've blown up in my life and how much it cost me to repair those things? Do you know how many head gaskets I've blown and had the opportunity to have to spend money? Do you know how expensive it was when you build? So every platform has its pros and cons, you know? So you're saying people... I've experienced it. I'm telling you, Mickey, if we were here 5-6 years ago, I was right there with you talking crap, like didn't want anything to do with it. But I'm asking you guys to have an open mind. Just take a look. I guess you can't understand until you drive it yourself. It's pretty freaking cool. So guess what? I have a variety of vehicles I have access to. from a 935 perspective, I have the blue one. I drive my EV ones way more because it's just way more fun. And it's not deafening loud and it's much faster and I don't have to keep looking out for the cops. It's just a win-win. I love it. I love it indeed, you know? Light is right, Colin Campbell word. And that's another thing. You know, guess what? My K3EV weighs 2685, less than my petrol 935 M16. So you're right. I love the lightness as well. It's pretty nice. Duke XXII 22. Good Duke 22. For those of you who don't know him, a fellow countryman. He is doing things. Just an amazing individual. If you want anything luxury-wise, goods, if you want something like a concierge service, give him a, just reach out to him. Just a great guy. Love him indeed. Good seeing you, brother. Hopefully you're doing well. Oh, Kovot saying he's not going to touch technology. Really miss Holly High Voltage. I know. A good friend who put it together is gone. Hopefully they can bring that back together. I'm gonna make some calls and see what I can dig up around Holly High Voltage, you know? With all your projects over the years, if you were to choose one, which is your favorite? That's kind of hard to do because I may have to divide it into appeal. And so what I mean by that is, for example, if I have to think of the most favorite project I've built, which is so challenging, lots of blood, sweat, and tears, and till today is my most popular, it is the Odyssey. That thing is just, I can't even drive it anywhere. People lose their minds. It's an amazing vehicle. The first ever kind of van of its time, front wheel drive, performance boosted, manual transmission, straight cut gears, just an amazing car, just fun and pretty reliable. It's the same engine since 2013 that's in it today, and I beat the crap out of it, giving it to media to drive around. It is my most popular. So from a popularity, and we had to build that in 7 weeks, so it was a lot of work. That car is my most favorite. But fast forward today, something that's really changed my life and my perspective and made me grow as a builder. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears, lots of learning, and has allowed me to appreciate more technology. I'll say it's the K3V. The pink and gray Gauzy style Kramer 935 that's electric. That thing has really, really opened my eyes to newer technologies, and things are just amazing. So I guess those two would be, kind of be the most amazing. And then I would say from a racing perspective that really allowed me to push the envelope was the Insight, that right there, my drag car. So I kind of have three favorite cars I kind of like, all from different perspectives, you know? PK, the second Hokage from YouTube, is saying, first time watching your lives, and thank you so much for joining. Always been a fan. Any plans for you to make a Tesla or any EV faster or perform better? So PK, I have. So I did pick up a Plaid, and you may see a video that's up on YouTube where Jonathan and I started doing some baby steps and really being able to improve its performance. Just starting off with things that are pretty straightforward that anyone could do. So, you know, after our interaction today, please go and take a look at the Beast Motor Plaid. You'll see some of the parts that we got from Toyo, from Unplugged Performance, and did our own installations and took it to the track and got some results. Yeah, have by all means. And it's been a very nice road indeed, you know? Okay, let's see here. Moving along. Bouch Bill says, I love combustion engines, but alternative power sources are inevitable, which is true. Electrical hydrogen is just evolution. All this hate logic and you guys should be in the horses. Still be in horses. You're right. So Bouch Bill, you make a good point. Technology continues to improve no matter what we do, and it will continue to push forward. And let me tell you something. If I got into a performance EV and it was rubbish, it would validate what I wanted to validate for eons, which is like, it's nonsense. But it really wasn't. It's really a lot of fun. It's really awesome. Especially the ones we build where we tend to combine the classic beauty and essence of older vehicles with historical significance with modern technology. You know, I finally have a Porsche 935 that doesn't leak, that starts easily each time. I don't have to warm it up forever. It's pretty awesome. You sit in it, it smells like an old Porsche, feels like an old Porsche, but you get on the pedal and it's just an amazing experience. And did you know that Ferdinand Porsche's first car ever built was electric? So it's even still paying homage to him. That could be one of the reasons why Porsche Germany allowed our vehicle to be at the Peterson to represent 75 years of Porsche existence in the We Are Porsche exhibit. So it's an honor to be not only the person there with a 935 that's quite unique and street worthy, but also one that is electrified as well, you know? So I agree, all this hate and logic, it shouldn't be there. Should we still be using horses? I'm sure that when the automobile came, people were like, oh, what do we do? The roads are meant for this. What am I going to do with all the manure? I love the smell of horses. I love the neigh of horses. I love like feeling a warm body under me. It's just, who knows, you know? But look at where we have gone. Technology will continue to improve and it'll get better. When the day comes that we can't have fun with EVs, I just wouldn't care for it at all. Because I want to have fun, I want to go fast, period, you know? MSU15 on YouTube says, BC, my man, got a question, pretty long one. Oh, let's see. So I was thinking about an N54 Turbos or Boxster or Mercedes C300 with a W204 or a Porter Eaton M90. What do you think in terms of compatibility and power? It depends. So you want to put N54 turbos on a Boxster. That would be pretty cool. But the W204s are pretty sweet, especially when done right. You couldn't go wrong with either one of those. But because I love mid-engine Porsches, because even this right next to me, the center drive was a Boxster that we start off with, which is pretty cool. I'm going to lean more towards the P-Car concept. I think that's the way to go. And it really makes these Boxsters an amazing automobile. Being forgiving, easy to toss around, mid-engine, and then finally giving it the power closer to a 911, it's like the perfect Porsche. It really is. It's really amazing indeed. You know? It's great. It's great. Great, great, great. So do it, MSU15, and let me know your experience. I'd be curious to see how you are faring. Synthetic fuels are the future, says Mickey Theme Chanik. I see he's not going anywhere. Look at the manufacturers losing millions and backtracking on the EVs. Well, guess what? That is kind of really an interesting perspective as well, Mickey. So synthetic fuels are quite expensive. And when they hit the road, yeah, people will use them, but will you invest that much in synthetic fuels? We'll see. I don't think ICEs are going anywhere at all. I don't think they're gonna be, you know, just thrown away. Even in California, where they're trying to mandate EVs being the only cars being sold, those are only for new cars. You could still buy used cars that are internal combustion engine. You can still bring cars across the state lines from other states. Not a challenge whatsoever. And guess what? Horses still exist. People still, in my city where I live, there are horses walking around. People still use horses for game and for sport. I foresee, in my opinion, based upon talking to a lot of manufacturers as well, that internal combustion purely may end up being a wealthy man's sport in the not so distant future, you know? And you're saying backtracking? No, people will do what needs to happen in terms of being able to make sales. So with people still being tethered to internal combustion engine, with fuel still being relatively cost effective, relatively, people will still buy them. They're not backtracking. As a matter of fact, the wealthiest person on this planet owns Tesla, right? The wealthiest company in terms of automobiles with the biggest volume is BYD in China. And they do EVs, they don't do any internal combustion engines. So that's quite debatable indeed. Talking about CES, says Dom's Garage, do tell, I'm here to talk. And you know, once again, I want you guys to understand that I get it. I get the reluctance to change. I get the fact that internal combustion is be all end all, but I'm telling you guys, is this notion from experiencing it all like I have, or is it just a bias based on gut or emotion? Because I built one begrudgingly, hated every moment of building this. It ended up being the most expensive car I've ever built to date. To date, that pink and gray EV, the first one, was the most expensive car I've ever built. I had to take a loan out to build that car. Made so many mistakes and I hated every part of it. But when I drove it, the joy I have received made all of those challenges melt away. And it really changed my life. And for those individuals who have been here, clients that we have who have beginner's cars, and many of them have driven the K3V, like, oh my God, BC, this is something else. It's almost like we stumbled onto the perfect symbiosis between technology and classic vehicles. It sounds pretty cool. It's really super fast, has zero emissions. You don't stink. It doesn't leak. It doesn't have a head gasket that can blow. It has 700 pound-foot of torque at 1 RPM. It's just freaking amazing. I love it. It's just an amazing, amazing vehicle indeed, you know? So yeah, had a great. Stephanization says lithium ion is dangerous and not eco-friendly. And so is methanol that I use in that. And so is petrol when you sit on a tank of gas. You don't want to inhale fumes of gasoline. known carcinogens, anti-knock agents, whether it's benzene or tetraethyl lead that we use to race and have fun, can all kill you. So that being said, Stephanie, it's not a good enough reason. Plus, I'm using cell phones. I have 3 cell phones in front of me here. I have a phone that we're talking to here on Instagram, phone on YouTube, and also a phone that I'm using to record my podcast. And they all have lithium-ion batteries in them. My laptop I just use for work, they have lithium-ion batteries. So if you're really against that significantly because of the compounds that exist, you shouldn't be using any modern technology, not even a smartwatch, which my smartwatch here also has a lithium-ion battery. And guess what? Unlike laptops, phones, and smartwatches, manufacturers are starting to move towards other user-friendly battery stuff. Solid state, we have more aluminum oxides and aluminum components, and components that are not lithium-based, that are not pouch-based, that are not cylindrical. All that has come to fruition very quickly. There's so many companies that are really exploring those technologies, and not only would allow us to have batteries that are more friendly to the environment, but would have even more density in terms of energy, and have more density in terms of power, and allow us to have more range with less weight. All that's coming. Imagine comparing today's internal combustion with 100 years ago. Look at what has happened over the course of over a century. So guys, have an open mind. This whole debate of talking crap and also being to some extent hypocritical with it, I think we're above that. We can't use our cell phones to write that we hate lithium ions and we use it. Or talk about cobalt, I get that a lot. Or cobalt used in batteries. Well, cobalt is also used in desulfurization of crude oil. It's used in the gasoline. The same cobalt you're complaining about has been used for decades in making sure that crude oil has less sulfur. So it can create less oxides of sulfur that can be turned to acid rain. All compounds of combustion, right? Junkyards are gonna be stacked with them as they have been with internal combustion. Guys, Vicky, I really appreciate your insight, and I really also appreciate your enthusiasm, but I think it's a little bit misplaced, if you ask me. But, you know, nice try. Plaid is dropping low numbers. Yes, it is, by all means. Let's see here. The Jaeger pilot said, well, BC, my brand of phone made an EV, Xiaomi. I hear they have the fastest charging phones. Can't imagine that transfers to EVs. I'm sure everything else would be left behind. Yes, it's very possible. One thing that China has done, I know it gets a bit of a bad rap here in the US, is that they've really led the charge, see what I did there, with not only phone, but automotive technology. And they're really pulling significantly, if not completely, away from the internal combustion. It's allowing them to have even a cleaner environment as well. So that being said, yeah, we're seeing a lot of things changing. We here in the United States, we need to step our game up. I'm doing what I can to be all embracing. And yeah, and what Porsche has done, and I see it as a mixture of knowing what's happening in the future, or having a long-term plan, but also allowing enthusiasts to dip their toe in the water of electric performance. So by the 911 being that performance model, which I remember how people raised all type of hell when Porsche went from air-cooled to water-cooled. They had to because of emission standards and also noise regulations. And then people talk crap, but look now, the best of the best Porsches are all water-cooled. And then they got into making, you know, the Boxster, people raised head, went crazy about that. They got into making SUVs with, you know, the Cayenne and the Macan, and people now they're the best-selling cars. Well, now they're starting to introduce that community into electrification by first starting out with a hybrid. Don't be surprised in the near future, especially with the performance that we've seen from their electric Taycan, don't be surprised when a 911 comes to light that's pure EV, because that car needs to be in the forefront of performance in their line. It's a shame that a four-door sedan is actually beating their best of the best when it comes to their halo vehicle, the 911. So the hybrid is a nice way to introduce the enthusiasts who love 911s into that technology, and don't be surprised. I would not be surprised at all if it becomes full EV sooner or later, you know? They don't pop and bang in the exhaust. Yes, if you hear pop and bangs in your EV, that's a problem. That's a big problem. And you like that, that's great. I just would advise you, Stephanization, if you're here in Southern California, because I know you're in France, and you do a pop and bang in front of a peace officer, you would get in big trouble. So that may be a cool hot boy thing to do when you're away, but that's not a legal thing to do here in the United States. Whether it's D-cell pop and bangs or anti-lagging in front of peace officers is really frowned upon. And that's something that I tend not to do a lot of late, as beautiful and cool as it is, but it's not something you can do at will. You can just do it everywhere you like to. But yeah, you cannot do that with an EV. That's one thing that you cannot do. The only people who don't like performance EVs haven't driven one. Dom's Garage, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm a muscle car kid, and I still love EVs. They're the only car that has torque like a muscle car. And you're right, even more so. I mean, muscle cars are known with the big V8s, and some are going to V10s because I've owned a Viper, which I kind of modeled all of my EVs around. You know, 120 miles in a full tank, 600 plus horsepower, 630, 640 horsepower. That's kind of been my go-to. That's been my kind of benchmark for my EV builds. And yeah, I love it. But the thing is that the torque, my K3V will destroy my 5th Gen Viper. Destroy it. 0-60 instead of being 3.5 is 2.06. I mean, when it comes to quarter mile, it will just kill the Viper. It's just an amazing thing. But also the Viper has that nice, that earthy sound, that gurgle, that shifting. It has all that. But it kind of sucks when I'm trying to take off and it's not as instant as EV. It's just something about that. So don't be surprised if I end up building a 5th Gen Viper electric. That would give me the looks and the appeal that I love and the instant torque matching the horsepower that came from factory. That would be really awesome indeed, you know? Let's see here. I'm getting some good comments here from YouTube, which I really like, so I really appreciate you guys. My only concern is longevity. I have an 03 Toyota Fielder, and I'm just wondering if I could keep an EV for that period of time or even longer and still maintain it, almost a new performance. Yeah, you could. You could. One thing I've done, and I don't see that with Hyundai because I have a relationship with them, and I have also a Kona Electric, which is a lot of fun, is the battery life can be significantly improved if you don't constantly charge it up to 100%. And this is what the team from Tesla says, and I do believe in some extent, but I've also had the Kona since 2021, and we always charge up to 100%, and I've not seen any type of degradation in the battery performance. But yeah, that's not a challenge at all. Just like Kovot asked me a moment ago, have I had any annoying things I had to do in terms of maintenance? I have not at all. None whatsoever, you know? We need more content on YouTube, says MSTU15. I will try my best. I know it's a lot going on. The team and I have, literally, we're here in April. We have 4 cars to finish this, so I don't even have much time to pull away, and it takes a lot of time to create content, but I'll keep doing shorts that I do almost every day. And every week I'll put something up. I promise I'll do what I can, where I can, you know? What is performance EVs, man? Is there EV tuning now? And what is that really? Yes, there is. Absolutely, there is. I wonder if I can show you something. If you guys could excuse me for a quick second. Oh, Lindsay, yeah. Could you grab me a VCU 200? Yeah. Just one. So, yeah, MSU 15 from YouTube, there are performance EVs. And just as the name implies, they're electric vehicles that are performance. You know, when people used to attack me, and I'll pull out my wig when that happens on Instagram and say, hey, BC, what the heck? EVs suck. They're quiet. They are no fun. They have no soul. I'm like, guys, it's like comparing internal combustion engine to a stock Corolla. It's like comparing internal combustion engines to a factory Mitsubishi Colt. If I only drove a Mitsubishi Colt or a factory-based Corolla as my gateway to internal combustion, I'm like, these cars suck. They have no torque, they sound funny, the gearboxes suck. If it's manual, it's not that great. If it's automatic, it's even worse. They're horrible, they have no soul. That's what I have. I think this one is open already. Yeah, just like the ones that we have, they're just sitting. And it's like, so why would you compare based upon what you heard, or a Nissan Leaf, or a stock Model 3 base? A performance EVs, MSU 15, as the name implies, are where you have a swap like you would an LS, using, let's say, a Tesla large drive unit, or using something from Cascadia, or just using those kind of things and being able to, let's see, I'll just open one up. Okay, take this out of the box. And thank you, Lindsay. Thank you so much. And using that to be able to, as a way to show the capabilities of a performance EV. And because you don't have all the crazy sound deadening and whatnot that you may see with, I'm trying to open up this box as we're doing this. As you may see with a factory setup, it's actually quite nice indeed, you know? So this MSU 15 is an ECU known as the VC200, is one I use quite a bit in my vehicles. This allows you to tune like you would with a Motec or an AM Infinity or Hondata or Flash Pro. This is an engine management solution for electric motors. So, and it's not unique to a particular motor, like it's not a Honda only based one, or let's say a Tesla only based one. It controls a variety of things from Hyper9s to Cascadias to even unique ones to homemade ones to Teslas. You can use this VCU to do torque management. So, you know how you typically tune a setup, and you do ignition timing and fueling and boost and so on and so forth. You can do torque management with this, and you can mimic high performance, low performance. You can make it behave like a internal combustion engine with low torque, meeting up to high torque and dropping off again. You can do all of that. You can have 100% of torque at 1 RPM. You can break things with this. You can blow up your motor. You can mess up your inverter. Everything that you can do typically with engine management solutions, you can do with this. So yeah, this is the one. So yes, there are EV tuning capabilities. You also can go on a dyno, you can tune on the street like street tuners do. You can do it all. It's pretty freaking cool. Pretty freaking cool indeed, you know? Kovote says, can you bug your contacts or at them, let me see, to make an official forum, especially for the AM EV stuff? I feel like having a, that's a good idea. He said, I feel like having a forum will free them a lot from technical support emails. I agree, and we all can learn from each other, right? I think that's a fantastic idea, Kovote. I think that's a great thing to do, and let's explore that. Well, based upon that, guys, it's been a slice of heaven. My pleasure indeed, MSU15. This will be up and definitely here on Instagram. I'll have it uploaded on YouTube. For those of you on Instagram who haven't joined our network, please do. Also, if you prefer something more audible, please, by all means, or oral, please, by all means, your favorite podcast networks, no matter where it is, Podbean, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, you name it, Spotify, just search for BC Moto. This will come up and you hear it in all its glory. In the meantime, guys, have a pleasant afternoon. See you same time, same place next week. Stay safe. And you know what? Keep an open mind. Take care. Cheers. Bye-bye. All right, here we go. Getting ready. Next, going live. And we are live. Good afternoon, everyone. Hopefully you're doing well on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. As you can see behind me, I'm in a wonderful facility at the Peterson in Los Angeles. And nonetheless, it's a great facility. I'm in the exhibit for Porsche, known as the We Are Porsche exhibit, commemorating 75 years of Porsche heritage, which is absolutely spectacular. And just wanted to, you know, come by and say hi to you guys. And if you are in the greater LA area, even in Southern California, come by to this particular museum. It is chock full of amazing automotive masterpieces from domestic to European to Asian, you name it. It's all over the place. Just amazing indeed. Hello. I just missed someone. Hello, Ricky Unfiltered. Good seeing you, brother. I know you were here not too long ago. Good seeing you. You're still in Ontario at CV77EZ. My facility is still in Ontario, but right now I'm in mid-Wilshire, like, in Los Angeles, at the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles, you know? And let's see. Kovote said, I thought it wasn't Tuesday, but forgot I'm 2 hours ahead in Arkansas for the eclipse. You went to Arkansas for the eclipse? That's hardcore, Kovote. For those of you who don't know Kovote, he is a fellow engineer, hardcore enthusiast, building this wonderful Corvette that he's electrifying, which is amazing. And he's in Arkansas right now to, you know, I can see the eclipse that happened yesterday in its full glory. I didn't see the totality. I did not. I saw a partial in Los Angeles. The team and I were at the shop, and then I used Jonathan's helmet to be able to view up, and I saw the partial eclipse. But I saw some videos online with how it was in its totality, and it was absolutely spectacular. Hey there, Jamie. Jamie's on YouTube. I'm also doing YouTube Live and also recording through our podcast network. So if you're on Spotify, if you're on Google Podcasts, Podbean, you name it, just do a search for BC Moto, will come up, and you'll be able to listen to interaction, whether you're using Lou, working out, traveling, whatever the case may be, you're good to go. How are you, my friend, says VRS Aiden. I'm doing well. It has been a while indeed, and thank you so much for joining. me here at the Peterson Museum in the We Are Porsche exhibit. The Moby is right next to me. That is the first street fairing Moby Dick Porsche, and it's a full electric, so allows me, because of zero emissions, to be 50 state compliant here in the United States. It's the only electric car here in the exhibit of close to 50 cars, courtesy of Porsche AG, and also our good friends here at the Peterson. It's just absolutely spectacular. And it's an honor to have two of my cars as part of this year plus exhibit. The K3V was here for quite a few months, close to a year. And early part of this year, the Moby took the reins and continued to show a little bit of the celebration of the past of Porsche and what the future holds for us as well, which is quite amazing. I see a bit on display at the museum. That's awesome, says Sonic FK8. As I mentioned, thank you so much, Sonic. It is an honor to participate here. And if you don't follow us on the YouTube channel, please do. When we're done, do a search for BC Moto. I'm there. I put out some great content, some things that are not quite on social, but definitely for YouTube friendly and YouTube savvy, that's where it is. Oh, Jamie from Forza. There we go. We filmed together. Yes, we did. So guys, Jamie's a great guy, hardcore enthusiast, excellent driver. And we did something recently with Forza for Microsoft, or Xbox, which you can say as well. And he was just a joy to interact with. And just, we filmed this close to, Jamie, correct me if I'm wrong, like an instructional video on how to really excel in building cars in the game Forza. And it was a blast. We had a great time filming in the greater LA area. He flew down, and I feel that I've gained a friend for life. So Jamie, thank you so much for being part of my life in that capacity. And I hope your children are doing well. He also has kids who are great enthusiasts as well. And I give him a few goodies when he placed an order with us recently. So it's been a great journey. So Jamie, great seeing you, brother. Hopefully all is well with you. Good afternoon, Sleeper vs. Flash 2.0. He's traveling to US from Canada, driving the coast to Sacramento. That is so awesome. Yes, we are in the Southern California area. Sacramento is a good, last time I drove, 7, almost 8 hours away from where we are in Ontario. So please be safe, enjoy. We have great weather. You probably brought it for us. It's been pouring in Los Angeles, absolutely pouring. And today, we had our first 80 degree day of the year, which is so nice and pleasant. So driving down here was quite a blast. And when I'm done here, I wouldn't mind doing a quick walk around the museum for those of you who are not in the LA area. But if you ever come to California, the Peterson should be a mecca. It's a place to be. Cars are constantly revolving. If you love speed, if you love uniqueness, if you can appreciate the classic cars, if you love modern cars, everything is here. Anything that can really serve your heart's desire with anything automotive, this is the place. It's just amazing. And to be part of the Peterson family is just an honor and a joy indeed. Let's see here. Hello, Anton Martorelli. Thank you so much for joining. Carols and Pigs, very talented photographer. Good seeing you as well. Is Red Bull car still there? I don't know, Jonathan. I will check. I just got here. Traffic was horrid. Coming from San Dimas, it took me quite a while to get here. And when I got here, went through security, got my camera equipment, got everything set up, so I didn't have the opportunity to really explore the museum yet. But I will, Jonathan, and I'll see if the Red Bull car is still here. Please check your instant messages, says KDJSS. I sent you something. Thank you. I'll take a look. KDJSS. I get hundreds and hundreds of DMs daily. Sometimes you write to me if you know when I'm working or I'm busy with meetings, it just kind of gets pushed down. But I try my best to get to all of them. I will look for you, KDJ. KDJ, please hang tight. Appreciate you indeed. Let's see here. You're fantastic. It's Glenn. Hello, Glenn, sir. 8082 Fayette Street. Glenn is an amazing individual. He's a drummer. He's an actor. He's been in Tombstone, a ton of movies. Just an amazing individual. Turned me on to the 50s Cafe in LA, where they have these wonderful malt shakes, which just blew me away. I mean, it's the best shakes I've ever experienced in my life. And he's just a great guy and a good friend indeed. Glenn, when I'm done with the Rolls Royce, I'm gonna pick you up. We'll go cruising. Miss you as well, my brother. Miss you so much. Rensport Life, where have you been? Says, hey, BC, love seeing your cars on a stop before Rensport reunion. What events are you looking forward to this year? Thanks so much, Rensport Life. Appreciate that. Air Water is a big one. Finally, the powers that may be with the whole Lufthansa, you know, setup where, by the way, quick thing I can share with you guys. I was kicked out of Lufthansa years ago, which is pretty crazy. So I had the IROC Porsche, right? It's totally beautiful. It's turbo 930, gorgeous. But what I did was I impregnated 850 horsepower twin turbo water-cooled Porsche power plants. Stayed Porsche. I didn't go GM. I didn't go Subi. I stayed with a Porsche power plant, but made it a little bit more modern with drive-by-wire and electronic boost control and all that fun stuff. And Lüftercoat is the celebration of air-cooled Porsches. And I felt since the body was air-cooled, and since in the air-cooled era, some Porsches, especially 935s, had water-cooled heads, I thought it was okay me bringing a celebration of the new and old in the name of this IROC Porsche, which looked very IROC, but was turbocharged with turbos hanging out the back. You guys may remember it. I went to Lüft and got kicked out, saying, hey, you are water-cooled. You shouldn't even be here. So I felt bad, so I stopped attending myself. Had a lot of customers who went to Lüftercoat with their air-cooled applications that we helped build, and it was great. Whether it's RWB or 935, they were there representing properly. Then finally, the team, with Patrick Long in them, decided to celebrate air and water together. So to answer your question, Ren Sport Life, and hopefully you'll be there as well, I'm really looking forward to that event where I'm bringing up a couple of cars, which should be absolutely fantastic. I look forward to interacting with Porsche files all across the globe. And a little bit after that, I'm also looking forward to, later in the year, go to Monterey for Car Week. And then, of course, SEMA. And I may make the pilgrimage, which I haven't done in quite a while, to PRI. So that's going to be just a jam-packed year. In between now and, let's say, the upcoming AirWater, actually, I'd say, give me a little bit post that, end of May, there's the local Electrify Expo in Long Beach. Toyo and I will be launching a very nice car there, which I hope to see many of you there as well. So I'm looking forward to quite a few events we're in Sport Life, and hopefully I get to see you again. Supercar Kellen, hello, brother. Family is doing great. Thank you so much for asking. Speaking of family, and Jonathan is here from the team. He actually recommended this. I have my parents here at the Peterson. So my dad has never been here. My mom's never been here either. They are in the flesh. They're very proud. We took photographs next to the Mobi. They're walking around, really experiencing something that's not very popular in West Africa, like an automotive museum of sorts. And they're having a blast. So after this, we'll probably grab a bite and then look forward to going downstairs to the vault, where there's another special kind of environment going on there, which is pretty nice indeed. Kovolt said, there's a totality going over North Africa in 2027. Nowhere near Nigeria, which I'm, where I'm from. But you could travel with family and go up there to Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia. You absolutely have to see the totality at least once. And I agree with you, Kovo. There's so much variety in the continent of Africa. From the northern, you know, deserts of Egypt all the way to the southern plains of South Africa, it's absolutely fantastic. And beautiful scenery, gorgeous waterfalls. You can see everything from snow to desert. It's just amazing indeed. So yeah, that's something. I'm glad you shared that with me. I would definitely look into that. And guys, if you haven't traveled overseas, especially to the continent of Africa, you are missing out. It is absolutely fantastic. Skipper versus Flash is driving the AP1 down. Awesome. For those of you who don't know AP1s, those are the Honda S2000 vehicles first gen, where they have the F20C engines that rev to 9,000 RPMs. And for quite a while, they held the commercially available horsepower per liter record, which I think Ferrari took it away a little bit, but for a long time they held it. The AP1, I fell in love with. It is the most amazing shifter you can ever experience on a Honda. It's just absolutely smashing, fantastic indeed. So that being said, have a great drive down. You chose an amazing, fun vehicle to drive, and I hope you have a safe journey to and fro. What is your personal favorite at the Peterson's cars in the Wild USA? Now, the exhibit tends to revolve quite a bit, right? So not only the Porsche exhibit, but all around the museum, cars tend to migrate and move around. That may be a good question before we leave. I can tell you, as of my last visit here, which was a few weeks ago, I love my car, of course, being here the Mobi, but the Greenwood Corvette, which I posted on my feed, and a lot of people lost their minds. It's one of my best doing posts here on Instagram. That particular vehicle was my favorite. It was just very Group 5 looking, right? Natural aspirated, 800 horsepower, did over 200 miles an hour, just absolutely beautiful, just aggressive, almost looks like a white Batmobile. And I want to build a tribute towards that with some modern technology. So that being said, that car, the team and I just walked around, I just admired that thing left and right, with some of the nice details with the side markers and the scoops and the heat exchangers and the aero and the Spartan race style interior. It was just my favorite at the time. Now that would change, I'm sure, as I walk around this exhibit. But nonetheless, last time that was it. So thanks for your question. Indeed. Cars in the Wild USA, who I love doing stuff with. Zach was asking the same question as Jonathan, who's right next to Jonathan, by the way. He's asking, is the Red Bull car still there? I don't know yet. I will find out in a few moments and maybe do some quick stories around that, if that's the case. Welcome to LA traffic, says Sonic FK. Yep, it was crazy. Even at 11 a.m. I had a couple of meetings this morning, one with AEM, one with the guys from Puro, and it was just, I thought I had plenty of time to get here to LA, but didn't happen, you know? Hello, Dave H on YouTube, says hello from the UK. Thank you so much for joining us from across the pond. I hope you're staying safe and warm out there in the United Kingdom. I'd appreciate that. Thank you, says KDJASS. By all means, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Make great motoring. Where have you been? I've not seen you in quite a few Tech Tuesdays. I am doing great. I'm here on site, I should say, at the Peterson Automotive Museum in the We Are Porsche exhibit, an exhibit that commemorates everything Porsche, celebrating 75 years of the brand here on the planet Earth. And I'm proud to say that this is the only EV here on display. The Moby X, which pays a nod to Group 5 Racing, Moby Dick Porsches, which dominated back in the day. It's in the second iteration. This is a collaboration between myself, Kaiser, who's here on Instagram as well, and I think on YouTube as well, and Acronym, courtesy of my good friend Rod Chung. Made this happen and this project came to life. Was on paper and we brought it to fruition. Oh my God, Jessica says, who cares about the Red Bull car when the Pope Mobile is here? Yep, the Pope Mobile is here as well in the vault. We're going to check that out. Some really good cars. Thanks, Jess. Appreciate you, love. Wait, done with the Rolls Royce? How long is it? High voltage junction box tour? Covert, I love your enthusiasm. Not quite done yet, but my goal is to launch it at the Long Beach Electrify Expo. So that being said, that's the goal. It's absolutely come across very beautifully. And I'm doing some modifications to the junction box, or better yet, contactor box, as you may say. One great thing about technology is it continues to evolve, and even in the house of Bisimoto, we continue to push the envelope and evolve as well. All right. Now, do you come to Auto Race in Poland? No, Flo Topper. I'm not familiar with that particular event. Please do share, because I love anything that is automotive-based, especially if it's forward-thinking. I'm all about it. And it's been a while since I've been to Europe. I haven't been to Europe since COVID. Primarily because during the time that was closer to the COVID pandemic, I had to experience some very strict and stringent, quarantine protocols, which I couldn't really explore. So it's about time I do travel to Europe. I do want to visit Poland, which would be great because I have some good friends there as well, the UK and Germany. All right, let's see here. Good afternoon, Warrior Fella. Thank you so much for joining. Isaac Alvarado from Alvarado G, I should say, from Mexico. Thanks so much for joining. Alex, West Coast Alex Pachanga, my very good friend. Alex and I have been friends since the 90s. He was a fellow enthusiast and racer. Has a gorgeous, beautiful Jaguar, like very nice exotic that I think he's trying to part ways with, which I'm quite sad about. But I love him very much, very good friend, and he's been with me from day one, and we continue to do great things together. What do you think is the most important thing to know in the performance industry, says Manny Mill JP? I can tell you, based on my perspective, is technology. The most important thing to know, whether you're still dealing with old school carburetors, flying toilets, mechanical injection, to modern fuel injection, to electrifying your automobiles, to hydrogen and other alternative-based fuels, to alcohols, is it's important to know that technology is key and will continue to evolve and allow our scene to progress. Technology is what is the basis for allowing us to continue to improve, is the basis to allow us to continue to make, to generate revenue. Technology, whether you're doing it in the cars or even around the accessories of your business, whether it's around the accounting or taxation or charging or banking, or in my case, most importantly, the technology that exists within the vehicle, it's important to know that that will continue to evolve and is very important to our industry. So that being said, many of you know my thoughts around propulsion, how I tend to love anything that goes fast, whether it's electric, petrol, hydrogen. If it's fast and fun, I'm all about it. And how I feel very strongly that hot rodding is not dead. As a matter of fact, the future of hot rodding is brighter now than ever, because we have a variety of ways to make our cars go fast and fun, and a variety of ways of making our automotive creations our own, just like what I did here with the Mobi, and more to come. The one thing that kind of, how should I say, grinds my gears, Manny, is some of the, I can't sugarcoat this, absolute hate that comes from the enthusiast community, and even those who are enthusiast adjacent around electrification. That's really kind of crazy. Herman Jean-Baptiste from Cleveland, Ohio, thank you so much for joining as well. Appreciate you indeed. The hate is really, guys, unnecessary. I did a post for the 1st of April, April Fool's Day, where I did a tongue-in-cheek post, which was, you know, an April Fool's joke, where Bisimoto partnered with SpaceX and also Tesla to really find an aftermarket solution to the booster application that have been teased to go into the upcoming Tesla Roadster. I teased that booster technology is going to the builds for myself and my clients, including the Mobi and other builds in-house and all that fun stuff, where it allows us to do sub 2 seconds, 0 to 60s. And for those of you who caught it, yeah, many people caught it and knew that it was a joke, April Fool's joke, but for some people, they took it almost like a call to arms against everything EV. I mean, I heard it all from calling me names to pedophilia to me being part of Biden's agenda to, I heard it all, which I don't understand, to this crazy analogy around microwaves. Yeah, microwaves. Would you microwave a steak instead of cooking slowly? Everyone wants a steak, but no one wants a microwave. I don't know what that means. It's a stupid analogy as far as I'm concerned. I mean, should I go back and say, hey, you want to douse your steak with gasoline and light it on fire, as Sam from AM and I spoke about yesterday? It doesn't make sense. I was anti-EV for many, many years. If we were talking here as recently as 2018, and you talk to me about something like the Mobi or Tesla, I'd tell you to leave my shop. I was really viciously against it. But when I reluctantly built the K3V and had the experience of how awesome this was and how it wasn't quite, how performance EV has its own unique supercharged like wine, and the fact that in California I can pass emissions without having to worry about smog, it was a win-win for me. And even though I still own a lot of petrol cars, I still don't own a lot of EVs, still own a hybrid as well, I love them all. But I don't understand the vicious attacking of us builders, especially if certain individuals have not had the experience of a performance EV at all. It's quite scary. Sunny FKA is asking, are you tuning with Motec yet? Would love to have you retune the FKA stage 4 crate motor rated to 1200 horsepower. Unfortunately, my hands are tied by the EPA, so I have not been tuning at all recently, which is quite unfortunate because it's something I love doing. But yeah, with the EPA, they're not allowing me to do anything that can remotely resemble something that is street fairing. So unfortunately, my good friend Sonic FK, I have not and can't. Lamborghini of Seattle, courtesy of Avery Deanne, thank you so much for joining us. I love your Raging Bull brand. Keep up the great work. Hopefully you guys are doing well up there in the Pacific Northwest. I appreciate you indeed. Paulo Thomas Studios asking, what do I think of twin engine cars? I think they're awesome. I love the ability to have that two engine setup, whether it's an electric motor, petrol, a combination of two, that allows for great symbiosis and a lot of fun, and they sound amazing and look cool as hell. So I'm all about it, you know? Sorry, FK said you tuned already, but it's on Hyundai. I remember that. That's during the heydays when I was allowed to tune and when we didn't have agents show up at Bisimoto trying to mess with us from the EPA. Yeah, I completely hear you. And it's not a California thing. It's a United States thing, because the EPA, they're all over the place, you know? I hear you're working on a special project from China, says Caretakers Collection, who's trying to let the cat out of the bag. And I'll share with you guys something very, very nice. There's one Neo EP9, amazing supercar from China, with some influence from the UK, that, yes, is at the Bisimoto facility getting worked on. And that thing is going to break the internet when we're done. And Caretakers Collection has something to do with that. So I appreciate you, sir. I'm here at the Peterson, of course, for those of you who just joined, at the lovely We Are Porsche exhibit. And the Peterson is amazing, who, believe it or not, Caretakers Collection is actually involved with. And nonetheless, this particular facility is graced with the presence of my parents. My parents are walking around, right over there, walking around, which, you know, they're quite excited and quite honored to see the Mobi here on display. So yes, we are working on something quite unique, which is quite exciting as well. And good things to come as well. BC, what do you think about twin engines? Yeah, we talked about that, Paulo. I talked about it earlier on, forgive me. Have you checked out the new Lamborghini Revuelto? No, I have not seen it firsthand. Familiar with it, but not had the opportunity to be graced with its presence. Good day, Art Tech Moto. Love your name, by the way. Good day to you as well. Twisted Iron Performance, the Impala is coming along. Now, Twisted Iron Performance, guys, someone I met at SEMA 2023, an amazing enthusiast. He has some sick stuff coming. And I'm very honored to be a part of his build at some level. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but it's going to break the... Oh, my God. I'm glad to be part of two projects, the Neo EP9 and this Impala that's using a different type of... I don't want to say too much. It's a very unique power plant. And those two things are just going to set the world ablaze. I'm pretty excited to be part of those indeed. Herman Jean-Baptiste says, can you please look into 1080? It's a great comparison from high school kids and younger. I will do that by all means. Thanks for sharing that, because I really have a soft spot for the youth. Being that not too long ago, I was young as well and really want to learn everything automotive, and I was shunned everywhere I went. It's one of the reasons why I do this Tech Tuesday, to share all the information that I have. I share literally everything I know with the mindset that I want to be that person that I needed when I was younger. And to take that above and beyond, because some people have challenged me, like, BC, why are you sharing all your tech online for free? What is the deal? Well, I want to give back. And secondly, technology continues to improve. The technology that was in the K3V that's at my facility, or my residence, I should say now, that I built as far back as 2018, is very different, extremely different from what's going in the Neo EP9 that we talked about a moment ago. Neo EP9 is vastly superior. And then as we continue to work with many good friends and clients, 10 years from now, it'll even be more. I can say even 6 months from now, it'll be more. It may get to a point where the owner of the EP9 may be upset with me that I may want to upgrade the batteries again in like 6 months because I found some new technology that can help the vehicle become even more fun. So that being said, I am very excited about technology and will continue to share everything I know and continue to do whatever I can do indeed. LS Street Race.com is asking, no more Honda for you? Yeah, unfortunately, my hands are tied. I'm not able to do much tuning in terms of petrol vehicles. You know, they have really done a great job in scaring many of us through tuners on the petrol side. Think of Evans Tuning. You think of the guys in Utah. You think of even my good friend from Trust Ready, Evasive. All of these facilities got fined by playing with internal combustion engines and tuning them. And I don't want to get in trouble. It's not worth it for me. So I do have to step away and really focus more on cleaner technologies when it comes to tuning. And I'll be more than happy to help with some parts. But in terms of physically putting a vehicle on a dyno and changing fuel and ignition and cam profile crossovers and all that fun stuff, it's just not a good idea at this time. Engineering Herms, hello from Cleveland, Ohio. Appreciate you joining this Beast Mode Tech Tuesday. Thank you so much. Trolls says, real red for you. Hello, neighbor. How are you? The more haters you have, the more successful you are. Thank you so much, real red for you. I concur, but it's just, I am shocked with the level of disdain for electric vehicles. I don't get it. Even my dislike years ago when I didn't know any better pales in comparison with just the name calling and the connection between electric cars and pedophilia. And, you know, it's almost like you're trying to take my guns away. No one's trying to take your petrol vehicles away, or how EVs are more damaging to the environment. It's just a lot of rubbish, a lot of regurgitation, a lot of microwave analogies and how they have no soul, which is rubbish. This Mobi, I call it Mobi X. I probably should have called it James Brown because of the soul that this thing has. It's absolutely spectacular. So that being said, I completely respectfully disagree. I just don't understand the viciousness. Or I go to charging stations and I'm being iced, where a diesel car just parks and blocks a bunch of the stations to prevent us from charging, or people vandalize charging stations. It doesn't make sense. I don't get it. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I try even to have a conversation with individuals like, hey, why do you feel this way? and they come back with more bile and vomit and disdain without any logic whatsoever. There's no logic. It's not that they owned one or had a bad experience. It's not that they built a performance EV or even drove one or sat in one. It's just hip shooting foul language. It's just really sad. And, you know, I don't quite understand it indeed, you know? Boonta 9086 says, do you foresee a future where normal everyday blue-collar workers can build and work on their own EVs like how Outriders have in the past? I do. So fast forward to today. I mean, I had to pay someone quite a bit years ago to help me with some coding, because that's one thing. I don't do coding. I'm good with CAN protocols. I'm good with design, fabrication, all that fun stuff. You know, I don't weld myself, but I can give guidance. And I have this great knack to be able to create and figure things out. It's kind of my how should I say, it's almost my superpower from day one. And I have seen and continue to explore EV performance. I am not interested in putting around EVs. As much as I love Nissan, and the Nissan Leaf is cool, and I even use some of their technology in some of my builds today, I'm not a fan of the Nissan Leaf because it's not a fun vehicle to drive. The Kona Electric front-wheel drive is a lot of fun. You can disable traction control and burn rubber like crazy until kingdom come. I love that as well. The Teslas, I drove my Plaid here today to the Peterson, which is amazing. I couldn't build a street legal low 9-second car with the price I purchased that Tesla Model S for. I just couldn't. It's a lot of fun. It pisses people off when I drive around with a parachute and everything. It's awesome, right? So in terms of hot rodding, yes, to be able to do an LS swap style using a Tesla Lucid Cascadia electrical motor, being able to use an ECU and tune the torque commands as you would do something with boost control or ignition tables and fuel tables on a petrol car, it's the same thing. The funny thing is that it allows me more flexibility. I have more control with an EV setup. I can make it act like a petrol car. I can make it break axles upon demand. I can make it a drift vehicle. There's so many things I can do with just keystrokes that will allow me so much variety, where on a petrol car, I have to do keystrokes and also component changes to do something similar. So the one thing that's holding us back, Boonta 9086, is our ability or lack thereof of really embracing change. Because this change that's come across with electric motors and the torque that we can be able to achieve with just 1 RPM full torque, and the fact that we have engine control, motor control solutions out there. In my case, I use the AEM ECUs in all my builds, including the EP9 I mentioned a moment ago. That allows me so much variety and so much control and different profiles for allowing the vehicle to behave differently. I want a mounted gearbox, I can do that and control accordingly. I want to have a direct drive, I can do that. I want it to start off with low torque, go to peak and fall off like a petrol car, I can do that. I want to have a torque monster that can burn tires and drift like crazy, I can do that. I want to be able to enjoy the natural sounds of the motor. I can just have it come inside. I don't have to worry about blowing head gaskets. It's just amazing. So yes, Boonta, hot rodding can continue to exist even more so than ever if us as a community have an open mind to explore. And when I say open mind, I'm not just saying EVs. You can explore hybrid technology. You can explore alternative fuels like hydrogen. Recently, I started looking into using acetone, methanol, even dare I say, I'm trying to think of this other compound that I was playing with recently. It didn't give me much caloric content, but it was ammonia. It was pretty good. But there's so many different opportunities that exist out there, you know? Oh, Mikey the mechanic says your number one hater is here. I know. So Mikey gives me a hard time also with EV setups, but it's all tongue in cheek, all in good jest. And I just love having the opportunity to convert someone who's hardcore petrolhead, like Mickey the mechanic, over to quote unquote the dark side. Not to leave one and embrace the other, but to experience and enjoy all. And that's my goal. And he's still here, and I love him indeed. Thank you so much, the mechanic, for joining us. Appreciate you indeed. Yep, happened to my buddy too. No way, they showed up, right? Sonic 6, Sonic FKCs, the EPA, they'll just show up. It's sad, you know, sad indeed. I like how Audi is doing the electric Dakar rally car. I'm telling you, you can't shake a stick at the torque, which allows us to accelerate like crazy. You can't shake a stick at the torque of electric motors. It's amazing. Time to move, says Arctic Moto. Arctic, it doesn't matter where you go. Unlike the California Air Resource Board, or CARB, the EPA is nationwide. Some of the people got busted were on the East Coast. One was in Utah. The Diesel Brothers, they're not in California. They got busted. It's crazy. Doesn't matter where you go. I think the one thing that I noticed that was a little bit of a commonality between all of us is that many of the shops they bust have a decent to high profile. So some of the smaller shops can probably get away with flying under the radar, but if you have a decent voice, they're coming after you. Maybe to make an example, scapegoat, you name it, but it scared me enough. I can't afford to get fined $4,000 for every dino tune I've ever done. I would have to go back to Africa. It's just not gonna happen. Not good at all, you know? So let's see. Yo, from Puerto Rico, Capu 1320. Thank you so much for the kind words. It's keep the awesome work. I'll keep going. The best is yet to come, I promise. I was in the house courtesy of OTL Grayson. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for the kind words. I'm right here in one of my beautiful, most recent builds, the Beast Mode Mobi X. So much fun. You know what's crazy? Because of technology improvement with just aero, even though this thing weighs about 300 pounds heavier than my K3V, that gets better range with a similar battery pack. So things continue to improve. I love it. Love indeed. Hello, JSLV Able. Appreciate the kind words. Got any cars you don't want? BC says Tommy Sixon 03. Cars I don't want in my arsenal. You know the very first hybrid I built for American Honda? It is my first vehicle I ever touched that had some type of battery. Nickel metal hydride, I believe, was the technology that exists in that particular hybrid. I got that to a transmission destroying 533 horsepower. I built it in 2011 for American Honda. I have that car. It has less than 3,000 miles on it. It's just sitting collecting dust in my facility. That's probably one car I don't mind parting with for someone to enjoy it. I don't drive it. It's sitting there. It's not even on display properly. It is my Honda CRZ hybrid that I built for American Honda. My first OEM build is at the shop. Clean pink, less than 3,000 miles, has a cage, sits on Buddy Club wheels, Progress suspension, has a nice turbocharger on it, fully built L15 motor or LEA1 motor. Yeah, that's one that I wouldn't mind parting with, where someone can enjoy it on put on display instead of it sitting in the back of my shop next to my plasma machine, which is quite unfortunate, yeah? Let's see here. Hello, BC Moto, says Orestis. How do you say this? Orestis Poupe. Hopefully I didn't destroy your name too badly. I really like your Civic Shuttle that was featured in Hoonigan. Maybe another crazy build next. What about Suzuki? So, yeah, thank you so much for the kind words. My very first wagon was the D16 Z6 I built for the Super Street Challenge, where we had a bunch of different magazines under the Source Interlink umbrella, which ended up becoming Motor Trend. And we were supposed to build the highest horsepower per liter vehicle. I built an engine that was naturally aspirated. I was ridiculed for it. And then as a proof of concept, I built a wagon which had a 1.6 liter engine that made 726 horsepower on pump gas and E85. No, pump gas and methanol, water meth injection. Blew up the internet, created a lot of technology. I built it like a big naturally aspirated setup with a huge turbo. And then I just created a lot of technology with that, and it helped the community as a whole. And as a version 2, I did a K-series all-wheel drive with a sequential gearbox that's still at the office. Suzuki, I haven't built anything like that, which I do like that brand. I was just talking about them this weekend. One thing you'll notice, whether it's Porsche, Honda, Ford, or even Hyundai, I tend to have a relationship with a manufacturer that allows me to build something wild that's old school and something wild that's new. Since I don't have a relationship with Suzuki, that's why you haven't seen one in my arsenal. But Suzuki, if you're listening, I'd be more than happy to assist and build something really, really cool indeed, you know? That's why the instance that you mentioned happened, says Warrior Fella. More people have become accustomed to doing things that don't require thinking and reading. Yeah, you're right. The cool thing is that and this is on YouTube, by the way, he's asking this question. The thing is that the EV world allows you to have access to a technology where if you're a tinkerer or not, you can still enjoy it. You can buy packages from us that are just plug and play and you go. And I'm working with a very good friend who I plan on seeing next week to talk more about that. And then you can also have the tunability as you could if you are someone who loves to dabble. So it's like a win-win. I think the problem is that many times we as enthusiasts in the United States tend to put our head in the sand and reject anything that is not right in front of us or that requires change. So that being said, it's unfortunate, but it's inevitable. Technology will improve, things will get better, period. You know? Really do appreciate these Tech Tuesdays. I learned so much, says Bunta9086. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. And more to come. So guys, it's a slice of heaven. I'm going to walk around the exhibit. You can expect to see some really cool stories from me for those of you on Instagram. If you don't follow me on YouTube, please do as you leave here and look for the name Bisimoto. In the meantime, I'll have this up on all my podcast networks, whether you're using Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, you name it, Google Podcasts. Search for Bisimoto, it comes up and you can hear this in its entirety. A special thanks to the Peterson Museum for allowing me to great opportunity and hospitality around their facility. It is an honor to be part of this Porsche exhibit, and thank you so much, Porsche, for allowing one of my creations, if not many of them, to represent the brand properly. In the meantime, guys, take care, stay safe, and I'll see you next week, same time, different location. Take care, everyone. Cheers. Bye-bye.